Good evening, Warhawk fans. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIIC Radio. This is Wendell Campbell, your good neighbor, State Farm agent out of Oskaloosa, and we're following the North Mahaska Warhawks all season long. Tonight we're going to be bringing live action from Cardinal High School in Eldon, Iowa. So with about 5 minutes to go, we've got the national anthem out of the way. We've got the captains getting ready to take the field as the Cardinal Comets home field. Great evening for football. A little wind out of the northwest here. Low 60s as we get ready for kickoff. Bringing you all the Warhawk football action here in 2014 edition of Friday Night Lights. You're listening to KIIC Radio. For those of you out there listening on KIICradio.com or listening by way of the Thunderbolt app, we thank you for tuning in. This is game number 2 of a 9-game season for the Warhawks. Coming off a loss to Lone Tree last week as the Warhawks got to a slow start, spotted Lone Tree 21 points in the first quarter and unable to come back, able to score some late in the second half. I tell you what, you take the final three quarters of that game, ended up 35-19 in favor of Lone Tree, but the North Mahaska Warhawks outscoring that Lone Tree team 19-14 in the last three quarters. So we've got captains taking the field here. We've got Pothoven, Rutledge, Hibbler, Stoshill out to the middle. For the Comets, we've got Jaeger, Courtney, Steele, and Brandon Potts as your four senior captains for this Cardinal team. Again, you're listening to KIIC Radio. We thank you for tuning in on a beautiful, what has turned out to be a beautiful Friday night. You know, after the hot weather yesterday, we were kind of ready for a little bit of a change. But I want to thank the sponsors who are helping make it happen here in 2014. Crowro Antiques out of New Sharon, Progressive New Sharon, Gardner Collier Jewelry, and Oskaloosa and Ottumwa. American Cleaning, we thank Jim Miller for his sponsorship this year. Medicap Pharmacy in the show. Boyd's U.S. Cellular, hello better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular. Slumberland Furniture in Oskaloosa. Cargill of New Sharon, Community First Credit Union in Oskaloosa, and C1STYourVoice.com, Your Voice powered by Community First Credit Union. ProLine Building Company, we thank ProLine for sponsoring us again this year. Windstream, a crop production services of Oskaloosa and New Sharon. So with about 2:22 to go, there again, talking about last week, if you take away the first quarter for the North Mahaska Warhawks, Lone Tree able to get on the board quick on the short field, 3 touchdowns in the first quarter. And then North Mahaska outscoring Lone Tree 19-14 the rest of the way, but just not enough to come back. So, you can listen to KIIC Radio, KIICradio.com. All the scores, one station. We're bringing 9 different football games on Friday night. If you're tuning in through the Thunderbolt app, you can check over to some of the other games. I know one of the other big ones on tap in our area, Ottumwa visiting Oskaloosa tonight. That game hasn't happened since some of those guys in high school right now, since their dads were playing football. Big rivalry. Just down 163 now as Ottumwa is visiting Oskaloosa tonight. So big shout out to those tonight that are at that Oskaloosa game as it gets ready to get kicked off. Be checking in scores from all around the area, and I'm going to be using the Thunderbolt app to keep tabs of what's going on. We've got about a minute 13 to go. Looks like Cardinal won the toss. Cardinal's going to defer to the second half as the Comets are going to get set to kick off as they're going through the starters here. Coach Eric and the Warhawks looking to get on the in the win column. Sitting right behind the Cardinal band here, so I apologize tonight if we get a little overloaded. It'd be good to see the pep squad for the Comets here tonight. What we got? Pothoven and Gleason back. Pothoven and Gleason back to receive the kick. We're getting down, getting ready to kick off as week number 2, Friday Night Lights 2014. We're going to be bringing you all the action, all the scores, one station. pretty senior heavy team for this Cardinal team. Is a lot of their defense is a lot of their offensive and defensive linemen, a lot of seniors here. Wanders, Stachel, Simmons, Hibbler, some of the seniors, Rutledge. So at that backfield of Rutledge and Stachel, we had Rutledge, Stachel, and Pot over last week in the power I formation. I would assume we're probably going to see that a little more, or just as much as we did last week. As Cardinals out to kick the ball, kicker placement on the tee. They're going to reset for the first quarter. We're going to get underway week number two, Friday Night Lights. North Nebraska Warhawk football, number 14, Trevor Albert, sophomore, getting set to kick off for the Comets. Again, Gleason and Pothoven deep. Cardinals going to be kicking off right to left as you fix your radio dial. He comes up. Kick is up. Short kick. Pothoven's going to get it about the 20, get up past 25 to 30. 35, he's going to spin, get away from another tackler, be drugged back. Not before he got up to about the 37. They're going to mark him down at the 37-yard line. That's where the North Nebraska Warhawk offense is going to take over first and 10. First play of the ninth. Go through. I have the offensive starters here for North Nebraska. We've got Caleb Gipple, sophomore, one of the lone sophomores on this offensive starting line. Either side of him, we've got Colton Davis and Austin Lanfear. Their tackles, your guards, Zev Williams and Dakota Hudnut. Gage Simmons is a tight end. Pothoven. They're going to come out in power eye formation here. Ortell's going to take the handoff left side. He's going to be drugged down in the backfield. The Cardinal defense was able to get past the offensive line, drag him down in the backfield. Ortell's going to be down for a loss. Loss of call it about three. And that's where North Nebraska is going to be a second and long, second and about 14 from the 34-yard line. Looks like kind of a busted play there for Ortell as he was able to come near side but not ever able to get out of the reach. Ball near side, single receiver, two backs. Oh, high snap, but they're going to wave this one off. Somebody jumped a little early. Ortell is back in kind of a pistol formation. And from what was second long, it's going to be second and even longer. So they're going to back him up 5 yards on the procedural penalty. That's going to create a second and about 17 for the North Nebraska Warhawks. Number 28, Flinger, Grant Flinger coming in with the play. Again, the Warhawks, two tight ends are going to go power eye as Rutledge, Flinger, and Stachel in behind Ortell. Ortell under center, ball near side of the field. Take the snap, hand it's going to be left side to Stachel. Stachel net at the line of scrimmage. Comes forward two, going to give him forward progress of about a yard, yard and a half. Going to create a third and long, third and about 15 for the Warhawks is this Comet defense. The seniors on this Comet defense able to hold the Warhawks so far here on the first series. 10:22 to go. No score yet. We're still first quarter action. Ortell's back in the pistol. Stachel in behind him. He's going to fake the handoff. He's going to pitch it to Stachel near side. Stachel's going to duck a tackle and then be met the 35-yard line and driven backwards. Number 7, Nathan Yeager. Yeager in on the stop for the Comets. It's going to bring him fourth down, and the punt team is going to come off for North Nebraska. 9:52 to go. Fourth and about 13 is going to see Gage Simmons come in and get ready to punt for the Warhawks. There's a snap. Kick is up. Short kick past midfield. Ball's going to hit about the 40, take a Warhawk bounce inside the 35. And it's going to be down there. Down there by number 22. I don't show a number 22. I've got 223, so I'm going to assume that was Madison Fawcett in for the Warhawks. So change of possession, that's going to give us a chance to thank some of our sponsors. Again, I'm Wendell Campbell, your good neighbor State Farm agent in Oskaloosa. We want to thank Crow Row Antiques, where you're going to find the largest selection of unusual antiques in Iowa. Real quick here, Brandon Potts, senior quarterback, under center. I have behind him. And the handoff near side, he's going to break a tackle. He's going to get up past the 35, down to the 37. A pickup of about 5 on the play, going to bring up second and 5 for the Comets. Potts looked like he deep just a little bit on, but was able to get the handoff. And Comet's able to pick up 4.5, close to 5, going to bring up 2nd and 5. 4 receivers set for the Comets. Potts in the shotgun with single back beside him. And that's going to be inside. He's going to break a tackle past the 40. Midfield's got one man to beat. Deke Gleason on the near side. And he's going to be tackled up by the shoulders. The run out of bounds inside the Warhawk 20 down to the 18-yard line. Big pickup by the Comets. Number 7, Nathan Yeager on the run. So big pickup on the 4 receivers able to spread them out. Potts handoff on the inside to Yeager. Yeager able to go long distance. The Comets going to have 1st and 10 inside the 20. And 4 receivers set here for the Comets. He's going to fake the handoff. Potts is going to keep himself around the right side. He's going to make it down inside the 15. They're going to mark him right about the 15, so pick up a 3. Then bring up 2nd and about 7 for the Comets. 8:31 to go. First quarter action. North Manhattan Warhawk football. You're listening to KIIC Radio, KIICRadio.com. Ball far side of the field. 2 receivers far side. I formation in behind Potts. Hand off to the running back near side. He's going to be met at the line of scrimmage. Second tackle. Ball comes out. Penalty flag comes in there, too. As a slew of Warhawks in on the tackle. Pot Hoven was in there. North Mask Warhawks able to fall on the ball, looks like, but we're going to wait to see a call. That was Gleason able to fall on the ball. We're going to wait and see if the penalty was after the possession change, but the ball was loose as the handoff was near side. Tyler Albert. Albert, the ball came free. North Mask able to fall on the ball. The officials are... Penalty is going to be a face mask call against North Mahaska. So we're going to wait and see what the call is, bro. See if the penalty came after possession change or what happened here. Officials still talking about it. Not sure what they're talking about it. We're gonna finish thanking Frodo Antiques. Something old arriving every day. If they don't have it, Linda and Cheryl's gonna find it for you. Frodo Antiques on Main Street in New Sharon, Iowa. So the face mask against North Mahaska, and that's gonna give the Comets, even though they lost the ball, it looked like North Mahaska fell on it. The defensive penalty. That penalty came in way late in the play too, but going to give the Comets a 1st and 10 inside their 10. I'm sorry, 1st and goal to go. Ball on the 7-yard line for the Comets. Potts with Yeager to his left. They're going to move back into the I formation. 2 receivers far side. And that was, I mean, near side to Yeager. Yeager's going to be met at the line of scrimmage and driven back for no gain. Slew of Warhawks in on the play. Most notably, Brant Fleener, number 28, in on the stop. So that's going to bring up a 2nd goal to go. Loss of about 3, ball in 10, just inside the 10-yard line for the Comets. Yeager and Albert in the I formation in behind Potts. 2 receivers far side. Potts under center. Pitch is going to be near side. Going to follow his blocker around the right side. Going to get down inside the 5, down to the 4. That's going to step a 3rd and goal to go from the 4-yard line. As Albert came near side, was able to follow his blocker in Yeager. Yeager, about half his offensive line, able to get around the edge and push forward and pick up about 5. They're going to show the ball at the 5-yard line. So 3rd and goal to go. Ball spotted on the 5 for the Comets. Pops over to the sideline, get the play. He's back in the huddle here. 6:55 to go in the first quarter. No score. Yeah, Potts in the kind of a pistol formation. Yeager to his right. Albert in behind him. They're going to hand off inside. It's going to be Yeager. Yeager's going to get down close to the goal line. Touchdown, Cardinal. Touchdown, Comets. Yeager was able to take it 5 yards into the end zone. And with that score, that's putting the Comets up 6-0, pending the extra point with 6:40 to go in the first quarter. 14, Albert, Trevor Albert, sophomore, in to attempt the extra point. That ball is down. Kick is blocked. Number 23, Madison Fawcett. I'm sorry. Yeah, Madison Fawcett, number 23, in the block, the kick. So the attempt is no good with 6:40 to go. You're listening to North Mahaska Warhawk football. The Cowboys get on the board first, 6-0. Big runs by Yeager, and then Yeager able to punch it in from 5 yards out. Pivotal. Face mask call is the fumble happened. North Mahaska able to fall on it, but then they had a face mask penalty call, which gave the ball back with a short field. And the comments get on the board. We want to thank McGriff's of New Sharon, all your farm and home projects. Thank McGriff's of New Sharon. They carry Red Brand steel post and standard and heavy duty wood posts, including creosote, barbed and woven wire, and so much more. McGriff's, your farm and home supply store in South Central Iowa. Proud to support your New Sharon High School athletics. This first quarter brought to you by myself, Wendell Campbell State Farm in Oskaloosa. Stop in, 641-673-4462. Auto, home, and life, business insurance. And we'd just like to know how we're doing here on KIIC Radio. So check us out on Facebook, Wendell Campbell State Farm, InsureOski.com. Send us a message. Let us know how we're doing. Missing touchdown Tommy here tonight. Look to have him back tonight. Things came up. So Arnold up to kick. Low kick. Hothoven's going to field about the 15, up past the 20 to the 25, up to the 30. He's going to make a near side, miss a tackle of the 35. He's going to be drugged down about the 40. Great return by Pothoven. I'm sorry, Gleason. Gleason came up and caught that one. So great return by Gleason. 25-yard return. It's going to give North Mahaska a first and 10 on their own 40-yard line. 6:31 to go, first quarter. Comets get on the board first. They lead this one 6-0. North Mahaska looking to answer the score. Ball near side of the field. The lineup single receiver near side, which is Gleason. Pothoven in the slot. Motel's going to be pistol. He's going to keep around left side. He's going to tuck it. Great block by Stodgill. Is Motel able to get to the outside? Up past midfield, ran out of bounds, but not before making it into Comet territory. As Motel tucked it, Stodgill able to get in front of him. Put a great block on the defensive back, and Mortel able to make the corner and pick up the first down. Big pickup. Able to pick up about 16 on the play. 6:23 to go in the first quarter. North Mahaska marching. Power eye in behind Mortel. Handoff's going to be left side to Stodgill. Stodgill, shoestring tackle on the backfield. That looks like he's at the Albert 45. Yeah, Tyler Albert able to get in the backfield and disrupt it, but not before Stodgill was able to fall forward. Pick up about 2, so that's going to bring up a second 8. For the Warhawk offense. Beautiful evening for football, a little crisp. We're getting into the crisp fall days of football. Get the eye behind Bortel, and he's going to fake handoff near side. Rutledge is going to go ahead and take it. Rutledge is going to run off right side. Looked like Bortel was maybe trying to do a little read option to pull that ball back, not able to get it back as Rutledge lashed onto it. Rutledge kind of falls forward for about another 2. That's going to bring up a 3rd and 5. Ball inside the Comet 45-yard line, down about the 44. .5:35 to go in the first quarter. Comet's on the board first, 6-0. For the Warhawks. Warhawks marching down the field. Mortel again here in the pistol. He's going to fake handoff near side, going to roll, got a pass. He's got a man there. Gleason able to wrangle it at the 10, 5, touchdown. I'm sorry, that's number 8. Wanders, 48-yard pass from Bortel. Wanders takes it in for the score. As they fake the handoff near side, Bortel able to pull it back, and nobody around Wanders. As Wanders running up the near side, able to make the catch at the 10-yard line. They take it in from 48 yards out with 5:13 to go in the first quarter. North Mahaska tying this one up 6-6. Pinging the kick. Great play. Munson, sophomore in. Gage Simmons to hold for him. Snap, high snap. All right, snap. Munson, all he did was do just fall on it to prevent the Comets from taking that one. So no attempt, but 6-6 with 5:13 to go. You listen to the first quarter action of the North Mahaska Warhawk football brought to you by me, Wendell Campbell State Farm there in Oskaloosa. Also want to thank some of the other sponsors, Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for the most brilliant diamonds and colorful gemstones. No one does fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, and bracelets like Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for all your jewelry needs. Located at Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa, Quincy Place Mall in Ottumwa. 5:13 to go, first quarter. North Mahaska Warhawks 6, Cardinal Comets 6. So I want to thank some of our other sponsors here tonight. Proline Building Company. Building dreams is what Proline does. Let them help you realize your dream with Proline Building. If new building construction is on your to-do list, don't wait any longer. It's time to call Proline Building Company now. Proline has been building dreams in Iowa since 1986. Their reputation has been built on integrity, fair and honest bidding, and done doing the job the right the first time. Visit our website, iowadreambuilder.com today, and book your dream. Cardinal on to receive this kick. Looks like Tyrell, who I have. Kick is up. Good kick, a little short, fielded about the 20. The run up far side. Found a hole, ducked back toward the middle of the field. Ducks another tackle up past the 40. Falls forward about the 43. And that's where the Comets are going to take over. Great return by the Comets. Number 4. Hanamichael. Quinn Hanamichael. That's how you say that. If I butcher that, somebody go online and correct here. Send me a text. Insurehusky.com is where you can find me. Number 2, Munson in there right now. Handoff's going to be near side. He's going to fall forward, pick up about a yard. .447 to go, North Mahaska Warhawks. Cardinal Comets. If you're listening to North Mahaska Warhawks football, pistol formation. Handoff's going to be near side. Fake pass. Down the flats. Oh, pass is broken up. Number 13, Hibbler. As Hibbler steps in front of number 7, Nathan Yeager. As Yeager run down into the flats. Potts trying to get the ball out to him. And Hibbler there to break up the play. So that's going to bring up a third and 10. Third and about 10 and a half. We'll call 11 for the Comets. .428 to go, incomplete pass, stops the clock. Potts under center, high formation behind him. Three receiver set. Potts is going to roll out. A little draw play. Oh, and great play by the North Mahaska defense. Stodgill. Tyrell. Who else was in there? Rutledge in on the play. They caught it in the backfield. A little delay handoff with three receivers and able to make it for a big loss. Loss of 5 in the play is going to bring up 4th and 15. So the Comets putt team is going to come on. Albert, senior of this Comet team. We've got Gleason and Pothoven back to receive. Snap, kick is up. Good kick. Far sideline. Ball's going to go out of bounds as it's kicked out on far side. Going to see where they mark it out of bounds here. Back pedal inside to the 30. He's going to move back up about the 34. So that's where North Mahaska is going to take over. 3:41 to go in the first quarter. If you tweet out there, I don't tweet. I'm going to send this back to the producer. But if you check out the tweet, I just sent in a picture of the field here at Cardinal, picture of the scoreboard. So appreciate having those guys back in the studio taking care of us here tonight. Power eye formation in behind Bortel. Rutledge, Pothoven, and Stodgill. You know, it's going to be far side to Stodgill. Stodgill's going to make it around the edge. He's going to cut into the back, into the defensive backfield, and up past midfield. Stodgill picks up a good 15, call it 16, makes it into Comet territory. Great run by Stodgill off that left side. He followed his two lead blockers. Able to pick up a big chunk of yardage. It's going to be a first and 10 with 3:32 to go here in the first quarter. slot receivers. They're going to run a near side. Fortale's going to tuck and make it around the edge. As he outruns Albert to the sideline and pushed out of bounds, but not before picking up about 5 yards. Pickup of 3 on the play. He's going to bring up 2nd and 7 for the Warhawks. Run out of bounds, stops the clock with 3:16 to go. Comets got on the board first with a great run by Jaeger and Albert. Then the Warhawks come back with a pass play, go 48 yards for the score to tie it up at 6. That's where we stand, 6-6. Power eye formation in behind Bortel. Pitch is going to be far side. Stagio follows his blockers around the left side. He's going to bring it up to about the 40. He's going to pick up about 4 on the play. That's going to bring up a 3rd and short, 3rd and about 3 for the North Mahaska Warhawks. Lots of defensive substitutions here for the Comets as they run a handful off, run a handful back on. And they're gonna take a minute. They don't have enough guys on the field, so they're going to take a minute to think about it. They ran 4 substitutes off and only got about 2 back on the field, so instead of running that play with 9, the Comets coach is going to take a minute to think about it. So with the timeout here, 2:46 to go in the first quarter, you're listening to first quarter action of the North Mahaska Warhawk football brought to you by me. I'm Wendell Campbell, your State Farm agent in Oskaloosa. InsureOski.com, 641-673-4462. You can stop in and see us, 807 A Avenue West there in Oskaloosa. We'll be bringing you all the Warhawk football action this year, 2014 edition of Friday Night Lights on KIIT Radio. This is turning about 20 minutes after 7 here in Eldon, Iowa. This is another chance to thank some more of our sponsors. American Cleaning, we thank Jim Miller and American Cleaning. They're your certified expert cleaning company. If you find yourself in need of a restoration work from fire, water damage, flood, or backup, including mold dusting, American Cleaning is who you need to call. Whatever you need cleaned, give Jim Miller a call, 641-660-8358. I thank Jim Miller for his help. Now the Comets got it sorted out. We got 11 guys on the defensive side of the ball. Power high in behind Bortel. Bortel's going to hand off Stagio. He's going to follow his 2 lead blockers on the left side. He's going to make it forward. Needed 3. Got about 6 on the play. So down inside the 40, down about the 35-yard line. They're going to mark him down, but that's enough for a first down for the Warhawks. They'll take over 1st and 10, ball just inside the Comet 35-yard line with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Beautiful night here in Eldon. Got a little rain earlier today. Thought we might have some sprinkle showers, but got out here in just a beautiful evening. 2 slot receivers, Bortel with Stagio in behind him. Handoff's going to be left side to Stagio. Stagio's going to run off left tackle. Going to pick up about 3 on the play. That's going to bring up 2nd and 7. They call it 3. That's closer to 2, but we'll give him 3, so 2nd and 7. Get down inside 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Again, two slot. Pitch is going to be near side to Stagio. Stagio is going to be shut down in the backfield. That's going to be Potts, Jaeger, and Albert. So the entire backfield of the Comets was there. That's the quarterback, fullback, and running back on the offensive side of the ball. But all 3 of them were there to make the stop. Loss of 4, so it's going to bring a 3rd and 11 for the Warhawks. The Warhawks starting to march, but stop for a short gain and then a loss there. So power eye in behind Bortel. Run it back. Oh, and this is going to be Jaeger. Jaeger's going to drag him down. They're going to mark 4 progress about midfield. So loss of about 15 on the play as Jaeger, kind of a busted play. They're trying to pass for Bortel. Bortel circled around, actually ran into the umpire. But they're going to mark him down at midfield. So they're going to bring up fourth on a whole lot. Fourth on about 25. So that's going to bring Simmons in to kick for the Warhawks. It's going to be up, end-over-end kick. Going to be called for a fair catch, down about the 20. And a flag comes on the field from near side. Line judge here on the near side throws the flag in as that fair catch was made about the 20, but we're going to wait and check and see what the penalty here. Generally, yep, you know, it's a block in the back. Anytime on the coverage teams like that, you have a you have a penalty flag come in. That's going to be a block in the back. So fair catch up at the 20. That's going to back up another 10. So that's where the Comets are going to take over first and 10 on their own 10-yard line. You listen to First Quarter Action sponsored by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I'm your good neighbor, State Farm agent in Oskaloosa. Stop in and see us at 807 A Avenue West or check us out online at insureoski.com. I thank Michelle Heidebrink and Medicap Pharmacy. The Medicap pharmacist, they are knowledgeable, professional, and caring. The staff knows me and I know them. They know my medications and my health care history, and they take time to answer my questions. I know that they care, and that's why I choose Medicap Pharmacy in Oskaloosa. So Potts in a pistol formation here with Jaeger. Handoff's going to be near side. It's going to be Albert. Albert's going to break a tackle, get up past the 15, close to the 20. He's going to get close to a first down as he ran through a huge hole here on the near side. They are placing their offense squarely on the shoulders of Jaeger and Albert. Albert hit the hole. Great lead block in front of him by Jaeger. That's going to bring up second and five. I'm sorry, they started, so the procedural penalty backed up to the 15. So second and five, ball about the 20-yard line. Little option replay here is going to be a handoff to the right side. Looks like you're going to hand it off to Jaeger. Jaeger pops up. He made it up close to the 25. Just beyond the 25. And that's going to be a first down. They're going to move the chains for the Comets. Get a fresh set of downs with 6 seconds to go. First down stops the clock. But with 6 seconds to go, I think they're just going to let the clock run out in this first quarter. As they do, the clock runs out in the first quarter. North Mahaska Warhawks 6, Cardinal Comets 6. The Cardinal Comets got on the board early. Big runs by Jaeger and Albert. And Albert able to punch it in from about 5 yards out. North Mahaska able to come back and score and return a long pass play to Wanders. Well, Bortel to Wanders from 48 yards out and tied it up at 6. So that's the end of the first quarter. Thanks to more of our sponsors. We want to thank Proline Building Company. If new building construction is on your to-do list, don't wait any longer. It's time to call Proline Building Company now. Proline has been building agricultural, commercial, equine, residential, and storage buildings in Iowa since 1986. Their reputation has been built on integrity and putting their customers first. Bids are fair and honest. Their crew works hard to get the job done right and on time. Because of this, Proline calendar is filling up for the year and even into next year, so don't wait. Visit Proline Building Company's website at iowadreambuilder.com and call today. We're going to reset the clock for the second quarter. Flip sides here as North Mahaska will now be traveling right to left. Ball spotted just inside the Comets' 25-yard line. Fresh set of downs after that run from Jaeger. All tied up. We got 3 quarters to go, 6-6. They reset here for the second quarter. Boyd's U.S. Cellular, hello better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular, the company that puts people first. They always have something for everyone. Stop into one of their 4 locations in Albion, Grinnell, Newton, or New Sharon today to see what U.S. Cellular has to offer. Hello better with U.S. Cellular. I'm going to pull up my Thunderbolt app, check some of the area scores. As we thank those of you out there listening to us on KIICradio.com. If you listen by way of the Thunderbolt app, you can, I'm not sure if they have the shout-out here. So shotgun formation for Potts. Potts going to drop back, pass down the middle of the field. Ball is broken up. Pass intended for Albert, number 33, Trey Rutledge in to break up the play. As everybody just kind of ran down the field, and Potts was able to throw it up and see what happened. So nothing going. So incomplete pass, going to stop the clock, but create a second and 10 for the Comets. Again, 4 receivers set for Potts in the Comets. Jaeger to his left as he's in the shotgun formation. He's going to take step right side. He's going to run around left side. He's going to make it up past the 35 to the 40. And just past the 40 there, he met Gleason. Gleason put a shoulder into Potts and able to take him down, but not before he was able to pick up the first down. So that's going to bring up first and 10, ball on the Comets' 42-yard line. You're listening to second quarter action. Brought to you by me. I'm your good neighbor State Farm agent in Oskaloosa, Wendell Campbell, insureoski.com. Comets pick up a fresh set of downs. 3 receivers set with 2 receivers. The backfield with Potts as he's kind of in a pistol formation. Jaeger to his left. Handoff's going to be left side to Albert. Albert's going to get to the line of scrimmage and fall forward. Fawcett in on the stop for the Warhawks. He picked up about two. That's going to bring up second and eight for the Comets. Fawcett in this Comets offense is not the first drive of the game, able to take it in, punch it in for the score. Been stymied ever since, but we'll see what the Warhawk defense has here with 11:03 to go in the second quarter. Again, three receivers set. Potts back in the more of a pistol formation. Back to his right. Albert in behind him. Handoff's going to be left side to Jaeger. Flag on the play as Jaeger breaks free. He's going to get down inside the 40. He's going to turn near side 30, 20, 10-yard line 5, and in for the score, number 7, Jaeger. But we did have a flag on the field. Nathan Jaeger takes it from 58 yards out. But we're going to wait and see what the call is here. Procedural penalty on the Comets, so a 58-yard play negated by a procedural penalty on the Comets. As Jaeger was able to break free on that left side, cut across the field and able to turn up the near side and go 58 yards for the score, but that was going to come back. The officials explained it to the Comets head coach here on the near sideline. And what was a great run by Jaeger is going to be brought back. We're going to redo it. Second and about 13 now. Second and 13 ball now sitting inside the Comet 40-yard line. Down about the 40 or 39, 39 and a half. What was a long run. Great run by the Comets offense. Just not able to bring it back on the procedural penalty. Pistol formation, going to be hand off left side to Albert. Now it's dropped in the backfield. He fell forward, but he lost about a half yard. Fleener and Fawcett in on the stop for the Warhawks. They were able to get past that offensive line, get into the backfield, create some pressure. They're going to give him the line of scrimmage, so that's going to come up third and 13 for the Comets. Checking some of the area scores. Only other one than ours right now is Wayne Accord in 22-6 over Murray. It's like Pekin at Backyard Brawl. Pekin, Sigourney Kyoto. Pekin's up on that one 6-0 right now. We'll see that Pekin team later on this year. Potts under center. Lots of pressure in the backfield. Throws the ball, has a man there. Great defense by the Warhawk defense. Number 12, Bortel. If he was able to come in, knock the ball free. Pass and center for number 4, Hottemichael for the Comets. An incomplete pass going to bring him fourth down for the Comets where a few plays ago, 58 yards to the house, but the score brought back on a procedural penalty. Now brings up a fourth down. Great stand by the Warhawk defense. We've got Pothoven and Gleason back to receive the Albert punt. Albert kicks, stands about his 30. Flag on the play. High punt, far side. He kicks it out, and that one almost made it out of the field. Coming over the track and almost out of the field of play. But with the flyer, we're going to wait and see what the call is here. May not have had enough guys on the line of scrimmage. Yep, that's a procedural penalty on the Comets. So the Warhawks would have had a decent field position near midfield, but that was going to come back, and we're going to make the Comets kick it again. So what was a 4th and 12 is going to be back down to a 4th and about 17. Coach Arrett's going to wave that one off. So as Coach Arrett waves that one off, yep, Coach Arrett's going to wave that one off, and they're going to go ahead and take the ball as a good field position gives them first and 10 on their own 44 is where they mark it. So first and 10, Warhawks, their own 44-yard line with 9:22 to go, tied up 6-6 with the Cardinal Comets. You're listening to second quarter action sponsored by State Farm Insurance. I'm your good neighbor, State Farm agent, Wendell Campbell out of Oskaloosa. First and 10. Bortel going to take handoff near side. He's going to pitch it near side. Stachel makes it around the corner. Going to make it up at about the 45. There he's stacked up for a short game. Give him about a yard on the play. It's going to create a second and 9 for the Warhawks. 9:03 to go. Our eye formation behind Bortel now. Three down backs. You got Rutledge, pot open. Stodgill. You know, it's going to be near side to Stodgill. Stodgill cuts it upfield. Reverses back up to about the 50. Going to pick up about five. That's going to create a third and four situation for the Warhawk offense. Third and four for the Warhawks. See what Bortel. Coach Aaron, the Warhawks are going to take a minute to talk this one over. They call a timeout with 8:16 to go to the second quarter. We're listening to North Mayasco Warhawk football on KIIC Radio, KIICradio.com. 8:16 to go. Take a few more of our sponsors while the band gets ready to play here with the break. Don't miss the Labor Day sale at Slumberland. That's already happened. But I tell you what, the prices at Slumberland are hot and the savings are huge. Everything's on sale. Everything from living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and more. The Labor Day sale is going on now. Slumberland Furniture. I guess it could still be. Labor Day was Monday, so we're still the same week. Slumberland Furniture located off Highway 23 South in the heart of Oskaloosa's Heartland Center. We thank Cargill of New Sharon. They have all the fertilizer and chemicals necessary for your farming operations. They carry corn and seed beans by Monsanto, Micogen, and Stein. For more information, call 641-637-4050. Stop in today and visit Cargill of New Sharon on all your pre-fall applications. Check out the pre-pay options. 2015. Hard to believe we're almost into harvest here for 2014. Power eye formation in behind Bortel. Rutledge, Pothoven, and Stodgill. A quick pass up the middle to Simmons. Oh, right through the hands of Simmons. If he had Simmons there, would have been enough for the first down. Both quick passes. They had Simmons coming in from the slot position here near side. He turned and just threw his hands as he was running up the seam. Incomplete pass. Stop the clock with 8:14 to go. First and 10 for the Warhawks. They get set to punt. The Simmons is going to be back to punt for the Warhawks. Number 14, Trevor Albert. You only see maybe the younger brother of Tyler Albert. Kick is up. Kick for near sideline. It's going to bounce about the 25. It's going to die about the 22, and that's where Spolstra is going to pick it up. Spolstra is going to down it there. But that's where the Comets will take over, first and 10, their own 22-yard line. Change of possession, give us a chance to thank some more of our sponsors. Help make KIIC Radio on Friday Night Lights happen every week. Community First Credit Union. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, T1STYourVoice.com. Pops in the backfield, little pistol. He's going to end off near side of Jaeger. Jaeger's going to get forward. Flag comes in late on the play. Jaeger gets up about the 25-yard line, which is going to pick up about two. We're going to check and see what this penalty call is. Penalty came from the back judge here behind the defense. Oh, they're going to call a face mask penalty against the Warhawks. So with that personal foul, it's going to create a fresh set of downs for the Warhawks. So spot foul called about the... Oh, just a 5-yard. Oh, just to the 5-yard variety. So they're going to get the yardage plus a little and get the replay first down. That's going to create a first down and about three to go for the Comets. Three receivers set for the Comets. Pots in the backfield. Jaeger to his left. Albert in behind him. And they whistle it dead before it had a chance to happen. Take a look at what... check and see. It looks like the clock operator. They may not have stopped the clock while they were calling the penalty on that. And we're checking the clock here. Everybody's kind of watching the... There you go. Reset the clock at 8 minutes. So here you go. Three receivers set. Pops in the backfield. Jaeger to his left. Albert behind him. Handoff's going to be left side to Albert. Oh, he's... Shakes off a tackle in the backfield. Penalty comes in. Penalty flag comes in from the other side of the field. As he was able to spin, get forward, Rutledge was in the backfield. He spun away from Rutledge. Pulled down short of the first down, but that's going to be a hold. A hold penalty on the Comets. That's going to back them up. Again, we're going to play first down. It's kind of the eternal first down play here. They step it off. Illegal, maybe an illegal block. That's going to give the Comets first and 10 again. They're back to their 20-yard line. So first and about 13, as their original line of scrimmage was about the 23. So spot penalty is going to give them first and 13. All sitting on their own 20-yard line. Receiver east side for Potts. He's got Jaeger. Jaeger and Dolphin. Kenneth's going to be near side. Cut up field for about two off the near side. Dierflinger. There it is. Trenton Dierflinger, number 22. First time we've called his number yet tonight. So that's going to bring it back up to the original line of scrimmage. That's going to bring it second and 10 for the Comets. Second 14 to go. Tied up 6-6 North Nebraska Warhawks. Cardinal Comets, a beautiful Friday evening. Three receivers set for Potts. Potts from the pistol, with Jaeger to his left. Dolphinger going to fake the handoff. A little bubble screen far side by Jaeger. Jaeger's going to make the catch to 20, and he has knocked stiff. Great play by Bortel. Bortel came up. He was able to make the catch, but then Bortel laid the hit down on him. Bortel a little shaken on the play. He's going to make it out. Wander's going to come in for Bortel. Bortel makes it off. That's going to bring up about a loss of a yard, so 3rd and 11 for the Comets. They just haven't been able to get much going. Potts again in the pistol. Play clock down inside 4. I'll take it. He's going to fake the handoff left side. Back to pass. Has a man down the seam. Ball's going to be up and incomplete. Wanders, Gleason were both there. Pothoven there as well. Potts had a couple of receivers. Looks like intended for Dierflinger. There again, another set of brothers over there. Caleb and Trenton. That one for the elder Caleb. Incomplete pass brings up 4th and 11. As the Comets look like they're going to go ahead and kick it away. It's Albert in. Tyler Albert, the elder Albert brother, in the kick. Not a real great snap. Kick is up. Short kick. Ball's going to land about the 35. Roll forward at about the 32. They're marching down. 33. So short punt is Albert. Not a really good snap. Dropped the ball. The Warhawks had a couple of guys there, but with 6:38 to go, the Warhawks are going to take over. Good field position. 1st and 10 on the Comets 37-yard line. You listen to first half action, second quarter, 6:38 to go. Friday Night Lights on KIICRadio.com. Bortel's going to roll out the pass far side. He's going to tuck it around the right edge. He's going to make it up past the 35, down to the 30, pushed out of bounds. They're going to show him out of bounds just short of the 30, so about the 31-yard line. So pick up a 7 on the play as he rolled out far side, and then had a guy chasing him. A little sense of urgency, was able to run up the right side. Pick up some positive yards. Going to bring up a 2nd and about 4. I'll call it 3. 2nd and about 3. Pick up a 7 on the play for Bortel. Run out of bounds. Stops the clock with 6:28 to go. Ball far side of the field. North Mahaska traveling right to left as you face your radio dial. Power eye in behind Bortel. And it's going to be near side of Stodgehill. Stodgehill driven back in. Shoestring tackle, that's number 71. Jonathan Roop, that defensive line of the Comets, able to get in the backfield, disrupt things. Loss of 3 on the play. Take that back. Loss of 2, so that's going to bring up 3rd and 5. Ball sitting on the Comets' 32-yard line. Warhawks looking to get something going here as they have stalled out since the first drive of the game. Power eye formation again in behind Bortel. And it's going to be to the up back, which is Rutledge. Rutledge is going to break up past the 30, down to the 25. Great pickup by Rutledge. He needed five. He's got to pick up about seven. That's going to give a fresh set of downs for the Warhawks. And they're going to mark him down about the 26. And they're going to move the chains. Fresh set of downs. Yep, first down. Work the Haskell Warhawks. 5:41 to go in the second quarter. First half action. Week number two, Friday Night Lights. Coming to you live from Eldon Cardinal High School, Eldon, Iowa. On what's turned out to be a little bit of a cool Friday evening, but a perfect night for football. Rain a little early, got some moisture on the field. A little offset eye. Fortell in the pistol. He's going to fake the handoff. Fortell's going to tuck it around the left side. He's going to get down inside the 20. Durflinger in on the stop for the Comets. Pick up a 7 on the play. Great run by Rutledge. I'm sorry, Fortell. Fortell was able to tuck it down and take it around the left side. So pick up the 7. It's going to bring in a 2nd and 3. Inside 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. All tied up 6-6. Tower eye formation behind Fortell. 3 down backs. And it's going to be far side of Stodgill. Stodgill just not able to get anything going on. Roof able to get in the backfield and disrupt things again as he was able to grab at the shoestrings of Stodgill and drag him down. Loss of about 2 on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd and 5 for the Warhawks. Big 3rd down play as the Warhawks trying to get something going. Last couple times they ran that stacked eye play, Stodgill just not able to get anything going. Offset eye with Fortell in the pistol. Handoff's going to be to Rutledge. Rutledge on the left side. Brought down just short of the 15, and getting about the 16-yard line. 4th and about 1, because they're getting that read option play for Stodgill and, I'm sorry, for Bortel and Rutledge. A couple times tonight, Bortel's able to pull that ball back and run around the side, but that time Rutledge was able to take it forward. So 4th down, big 4th down here for the Warhawks. They're going 2 tight ends, power eye in behind Bortel. Bortel hitting up right side. Stodgill able to make a pass to the line of scrimmage, jump to the 15, down to the 10. And on 4th and 1, he got about 7. He's going to be marked down at the 10-yard line. That's going to be enough for a Warhawk 1st down. Warhawks 1st and 10. Just beyond the 10, so they can get inside the 1-yard line and get a 1st down without getting in the end zone. 1st and 10, but I'd like to see him score here. So, Hano's going to be around the right side of Rutledge. Rutledge's going to get back to the line of scrimmage and bring up 2nd and 10. They're going to get that option read. Bortell gave it to him, and Rutledge ran into a big pile of Comets there on the right side. Yeah, they've got to give him a game of gain of 1, but I don't think he made it. That ball is pretty close to where it was before. So 2nd and 10. They're again on the 10. They can't get inside the 1 and get a fresh set of downs. Fortell again in the slot. Going to pitch to be near side of Stodgill. Stodgill's going to cut up field inside the 5, down to the 2. They're going to mark him down just inside the 2. That's going to bring up a 3rd down. 3rd and short. 3rd and 2 from the 2. There again, if he gets about to the half-yard line, could pick up a fresh set of downs depending on where this goes. But I think Coach Harrett and the Warhawks would like to punch this one in with we're inside, getting down about 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Warhawks with Comets all tied up at 6 so far. Power eye in behind Bortell. Rutledge, Pothoven, and Stodgill, 2 tight ends. Bortell's going to keep it around the right side. Net and then pushed back. Given the line of scrimmage, he didn't get much. Bortell just trying to run behind his guard on that right side, not able to pick anything up. That's going to bring him a 4th and about 1.5 yards, call it 4th and 2 for the Warhawks. Simmons comes in on the play. Again, power eye, 2 tight ends in for the Warhawks. Power eye in behind Bortell. Bortell's going to hand off right side to Stodgill. Stodgill's going to be met the line of scrimmage and driven back. He's not going to get it. So on the fourth down play, Warhawks not able to pick anything up. That's going to turn over on downs as the Comets are going to take over inside their five. What it seemed to work the first couple series, running behind that power eye in Scotchill, not able to get anything going there. Coach Eric's going to take a minute to talk it over with his, with now his defenses. Offense unable to push it in, driving there. Minute 24 to go. They're going to take a timeout and talk about it as you're listening to second quarter action of North Mahaska Warhawks football. Minute 24 to go, tied up 6-6 with the Cardinal Comets. Gives us a chance to thank some more of our sponsors. Crop Production Services of Oskaloosa and New Sharon, they're your local experts for seed, crop protection products, as well as agronomic services. Crop Production Services, got to say that fast. One name in crop production inputs, got to say the whole thing too. Windstream, KIIC Radio, recently switched to Windstream for Business. A new bundle package that includes free guest internet, lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value. Lowest prices and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal that KIIC got by calling Danielle, 641-888-0134. 641-888-0134. Get a specialized small business pricing and treatment. As Potts and the Comet offense can take over inside their own five. And off left side, he's met there by the Warhawk defensive line and driven backwards. Coach Eric's going to take another timeout here as they're going to get another shot at trying to pin this Comet offense down close. Loss of about two on the play. Second about 12 from their own 2-yard line. Give us back to some of our sponsors. Proline Building Company, your website, iowadreambuilder.com, for a good reason. There's so many folks out there who thought they were getting a great deal from some fly-by-night construction company, only to realize too late that the building dream turned into a horrible nightmare. For over 26 years, Proline has been building sweet dreams for satisfied customers. Proline builds exceptional quality agricultural, commercial, equine, residential, and storage buildings. They always put their customers first, and they'll meet or beat your budget without taking shortcuts on your project. This job will be done right, start to finish, and on time. Avoid those nightmares and visit ProLine website, iowadreambuilder.com. So second and about 12, down inside the Comets 2-yard line. The North Mahaska tries to pin the Comets deep here. Pops under center. Jaeger and Albert in behind him in the eye. Potts is going to keep it and run off left side. Pick up about a yard up to the 3, and that's going to bring up third and about 12. Inside a minute to go. I think Coach Jarrett was hoping to pin him deep, get another shot here before the half is up, but I think the clock's going to run out as there's about 10 seconds left on the play clock, and the Comets have yet to head up toward the line of scrimmage. They're going to go try to let the clock wind down and use as much as they can of this one. The Comets going to take a timeout and talk about this, too. With 37 seconds to go, they still have time to run one more play on 3rd and 10, and then hopefully find a way to the Warhawks with not much time left on the clock. Thank you for tuning in tonight, KIIC Radio, KIICRadio.com. Thank you for listening to us. Give us a shout. Check us out. You can send me messages on Facebook, insureoski.com. Check me out on the website. Send me some emails through the week. Let me know how we're doing, what you enjoy, what we can improve on, what you'd love to hear. You can send us in some shouts out, and we'll get the shouts out tonight during the game. I'm going to pull up our KIIC Thunderbolt app here. Check some of the scores from around the area. As we're the only radio station bringing you 9 games on Friday nights. We're bringing you everything from Albia, North Mahaska, Sigourney, Keota. All the scores one station on Friday nights. The Comets going to come back on the field. Eye formation in behind Potts. 3rd and 10 from their own 2. Handoff's going to be left side to Albert. Albert's going to be met at the line of scrimmage and wrapped up. Well, the time clock continues to run. About 20 seconds left. We're going to wind the play clock, and that's going to be the last play of this half, as we've only got 13 seconds to go on the actual game clock. So Coach Aaron, the Warhawks, can take this one in at halftime, tied up 6-6 with the Comets of Cardinal, as the Comets were able to take it in after a couple long plays by Yeager and Albert. Warhawks come back and match it with a 58-yard pass play from Bortel to Gleason. So they're going to break for half. The Comets are going to go talk about it. The Warhawks are going to go talk about it. We're going to take a break here real quick. We'll come back with some scores and highlights for the first half as you're listening to Friday Night Lights Football, North Mass Warhawks 6, Cardinal Comets 6. Back here live from Cardinal High School, Eldon, Iowa. Sees the North Mahaska Warhawks and the Cardinal Comets tied up at 6. The battle in the first half is Cardinal took their first offensive possession. Took it about 65 yards in for the score. North Mahaska answer with a 58-yard pass play from Bortel to Wanders. Take it in to incomplete extra point tries. Leaves us knotted up here at 6 apiece. As the wind's starting to pick up just a little bit, and as the sun gets down, the temperatures are dropping. What a beautiful sky back toward the west here tonight, and just a beautiful evening for Friday Night Lights football. You're listening to KIIC Radio, KIICRadio.com. Those of you out in the interwebs and listen via the Thunderbolt app, we thank you for tuning in tonight and for tuning in all season. What a great great thing it is here to have our second season of Friday Night Lights underway. Thank all those who are making it happen. My name is Wendell Campbell. I'm your good neighbor State Farm agent out of Oskaloosa, sponsoring tonight's coverage, along with a whole handful of others. I want to thank Proro Antiques, McGrissom New Sharon, Gardner Collier Jewelry of Oskaloosa and Ottumwa, American Cleaning, Jim Miller. We thank him for his sponsorship. Medicap Pharmacy, Boyd's U.S. Cellular, Hello Better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular, Slumberland Furniture in Oskaloosa, in the heart of Oskaloosa's Heartland Center, Cargill of New Sharon, Community First Credit Union, Proline Building Company. I'm not going to sing the jingle, but if you've heard it, you know it. Windstream, Crop Production Services, all bringing you the action on a Friday night. Lights, all the scores, one station, that's KIIC Radio. And after tonight from 10 to 11, you can catch the fifth quarter show. Something new for this year, you get to live on Fox 15 out of Ottumwa. They have studio or cameras in studio. Watch live, they're going to break down all the area games. As North Mahaska gets set to kick, you're looking at your radio right to left to start this second half. Kick is up, and a good kick. A little short, going to be fielded about the 27. Ball's on the ground. He's able to fall on top of it. Kind of tossed it forward. And Comets are going to take over first and 10. Running their own 34-yard line. Wind's starting to pick up a little bit here. Second half. But as I was saying, Fox 15, you can catch it on TV. You can catch it on the radio. You can catch it on the Thunderbolt app or listen live to KIIC Radio, the Thunderbolt app. Listen to it from 10 to 11 o'clock. They're going to break down all the scores. Pops under center here. Receiver both sides. First and 10. Pops is going to hand off to his up back. That's going to be Yeager. Yeager is going to move forward for about two off the right side. He's going to bring up second and 8 for the Comets. So we're going to break down all the South Central and really all the Southern Iowa and just about all around Iowa scores. They're going to have coaches. They may have us call in from time or two, but just a great partnership with Fox 15 out of Ottumwa. Got two receivers near side here. Pops in a pistol with two backs with him. A handoff right side to Albert. Albert's going to duck forward. And he's going to be caught in the backfield. Back to about the original line of scrimmage. I don't think he made it. Loss of about 1.5. That's going to bring up a third and long, third and 11 for the Comets. But Jay Mill and the boys are going to be bringing it to you live, the fifth quarter show, breaking down a lot of Iowa high school football scores every Friday night. No other radio station is going to be bringing that to you at all. So 11:02 to go in the third quarter. Warhawks tied up with the Comets 6-6. They get set for a third and long play for the Comets. Comets is going to bring three wide, two on the far side of the field, one near side. Fox has got two backs as he's in the pistol. He'll roll back to pass. Lots of pressure up front. Pass is going to be incomplete. Pass intended for number 4, Hunter Michael. Incomplete pass going to stop the clock with 10:42 to go in the third quarter. Punt team's going to be on for the Comets. There's a good stop by the Warhawks defense. Let the Warhawks win the way they wanted to start in this second half, get the ball back, get a chance to score some points. They had a long drive into the second quarter, got in and were stopped on fourth down. That snap, kick going to be up by Albers. Good kick by Albers to kick from the far sideline. Ball's going to sail out of bounds. No chance to return that one for Gleason, who's on that side. We're going to wait and see. They're going to mark it out of bounds just inside the 40. So that's going to give the Warhawks first and 10, ball on their own 38-yard line. Good field position for the Warhawks as they get set to take their first offensive position of the second half. Ten 37 to go, all knotted up with the Comets 6-6. No scores in the second quarter. All the scoring happened early in the first quarter. It's Bortel in the pistol. He's got two backs back there. Handoff's going to be near side. No, he's going to pull it back. A little read option around the far side for Bortel. Bortel's going to tuck it down and pick up about five on the play. He's going to get up to about the 45, give him about 7 yards. Well, I take that back. They only gave him about 3 on the play. He ran out far side. That's the furthest point from us, so that's going to be second and about 7. That ball up to about the 40-yard line. High formation, power eye in behind Bortel. Pitch is going to be near side to Stachil. Stachil waiting for his blockers, able to get up and through, and he's going to be up past the 45, down to about the 48. That's about the 48. That's going to be close to a first down. First down for the Warhawks. Official timeout on the field as they're going to take a look at this and see. Oh, they're going to bring the chains into measure. So while they're doing that, the second half brought to you by ProLine Building Company. Second half of North Mahaska Warhawk football. ProLine Building Company helped building dreams in Iowa 46 years. Open here. Building dreams, that's what ProLine does. Let them help you realize your dream with a ProLine building. If new building construction's on your to-do list, don't wait any longer. It's time to call ProLine Building Company now. ProLine has been building dreams in Iowa since 1986. Their reputation has been built on integrity, fair and honest bidding, and a job done right the first time. Visit their website at iowadreambuilder.com. Book your dream today. Measure, and that's enough for a first down. So that's going to be a fresh set of downs for the Warhawks. First and 10, just their side of midfield. At the 48, they wind the clock with 10:04 to go. Four receivers for Bortel, Stachil in behind him. Bad snap. Bortel able to pick it up and run around the far side. He's going to be brought down. Maybe Roop, I think, on the play. We'll look and see. Roop and Guider in the backfield. Loss of about 3 as the snap didn't make it to Bortel. He was able to pick it up, but not able to make anything about it. Loss of about 3, so that's going to bring up a second and about 13 for the Warhawks. Hothoven goes in motion. And they're going to take a minute to talk about it. As with 9:14 to go in the third quarter, North Mahaska wasn't for sure what they were looking at, so taking a timeout, going to talk it over here. Second half sponsored by ProLine Building Company of New Sharon. Building dreams is what ProLine does. Want to thank Crow Row Antiques. That's where you're going to find the greatest selection of unusual antiques in Iowa. Something old arriving every day, and if they don't have it, Linda or Cheryl will find it for you. Crow Row Antiques on Main Street in New Sharon, Iowa. Crow Row Antiques. And McGriff's of New Sharon. McGriff's of New Sharon for all your farm and home projects. Thank McGriff's of New Sharon. They carry red brand steel posts and standard heavy duty, including wood posts. Building creosote, barbed and woven wire, and so much more. McGriff's, your farm and home supply store in South Central Iowa, proud to support New Sharon High School Athletics and North Mahaska High School Warhawks. As the Warhawks, second long, looking to get on the board in the second half. We're knotted at 6 apiece. Cardinal took their opening possession. In for a score. North Mahaska followed right behind. That's all the score we've had so far tonight. Bortel going to hand off near side. A little inside handoff to Todd Hoven. It was a little kind of misdirection. It was a handoff to the up back Rutledge, and then Rutledge was able to quick handoff back to Todd Hoven, but snuffed out by the Collins defense. Pick up, don't even give me a yard. Got about to the line of scrimmage. That brings up third and about 13. No gain on the play for Todd Hoven. So third and long for the Warhawks to keep this drive alive. 8:47 to go in the second half. We're into the third quarter for the Warhawks. Pitch is going to be right side, little reverse. Will flea flicker pass. Cortell able to step up. Out of the reach of the defense, he's going to make it up past the 50, up past the 45, and run out of bounds. And out of bounds, down to the 38. They're going to mark him out of bounds. Great run by Cortell. It looked to be a little flea flicker pass, a misdirection. Broken play, but Bortel able to get to the near sideline and up the sideline after the first down. That's going to give a fresh set of downs for the Warhawks. Bortel able to make something out of nothing. He ran near side. So first and 10, Warhawks into Comet territory. Ball just beyond the 38-yard line. The Comets had a lot of guys in the backfield, just not able to catch Bortel. Power eye in behind Bortel. Now Rutledge, Pot, Hogan, Stodgill. And off Stodgill off the right side. He's going to jump across one defender, make it up past the 35 to the 34. Pick up of about five on the play. He's going to bring up a second five. A couple defensive substitutions for the Comets. Good sustained drive here for the Warhawks. Start the second half. Like to get it poked in, get back on the board, as we haven't seen any scoring since early in the first quarter from either side. Power eye again behind Bortel. Rutledge, Pot, Hoven, Stodgill. Handoff's going to be the end back. Rutledge. Rutledge is going to run forward to the 30. Whistle him down just short of the 30. Show him about the 30. That's the 31. Now they're going to give him the 30, so that's going to be close. That's going to bring up a third and short. Third and about two for the Warhawks. Wind starting to pick up now. The sun's went down. Pretty sky out to the west this evening. The sun goes down. The air starts to pick up. A lot of chatter here on the near sideline by the Comets. Third and short for the Warhawks in the power eye. Mortel's going to hand off right side Stodgill. Stodgill's going to make it around. Dock a defender down to the 25. Hit from behind, but he picked up about five. Got a Comet defender down on the play. They're going to take a look. That was enough for the Warhawks first down, but the Comets coach is going to run out. Got a defender down on the play, and while they're checking on him, we want to thank a few more of our sponsors helping making Friday Night Lights on KIIC Radio possible. Gardner Collier Jewelry, they're the one to go for the most brilliant diamonds and colorful gemstones. No one does fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, and bracelets like Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for all your jewelry needs, located in the Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa. Quincy Place Mall in Ottumwa. First down for the Warhawks, but we still have a Cardinal defender down. Coaches and a couple of members from the training staff there to take a look. Checking out, looks like one of his they're bending right and left leg, and he's going to get up, so that's good to see. Is number three, Justin Conger. He's able to get up and walk off on his own power, so get to see him up. I hate to see anybody get hurt on just an absolute beautiful Friday night. A lot of North Mahaska faithful here tonight as we're in Eldon, Iowa, just about an hour down the road from New Sharon. Beautiful night for football as Warhawks line up first and 10, ball on the Comet 25-yard line. Getting power eye behind Bortel. They've been running this pretty exclusive here in the second half. Handoff's going to be left side to Stodgill. Stodgill's going to run over left side, pick up about two. It's going to bring him second and eight on the play. 6:37 to go in the third quarter, all knotted up 6-6 with the Comets. Warhawks break huddle. Getting power eye, Rutledge. I'm sorry. No, in the pistol. They've got two backs in behind Bortel. Bortel is going to read option, give it to Rutledge. Rutledge is going to run that left side, try to reverse his field, run back right side. Make it up to about the 20. Pick up of a couple more. That's going to bring a third and about five for the Warhawks. Now, they're seeing a lot of North Mahaska faithful here tonight. The Warhawks in the red pants, white jerseys. Cardinal Comets with the black jerseys, red pants with the white stripe. Power high this time by Mortel. Pitch is going to be near side. Stockdale, he's going to try and cut back upfield. He's net at the 22-yard line. Rupen Jaeger put a pretty decent hit on Stockdale. So pickup of two is going to create a fourth down for the Warhawks, fourth and three. As Carson Stockdale came around the near side, saw something, so he reversed his field, tried to cut it back in. There he was met by Jaeger and Roop. Another big fourth down. The Warhawks had a tough time so far tonight on fourth down. The near side of the field, ball sitting on the 20, I'm sorry, down on the 18-yard line, need three. High snap, Mortel able to bring it down, pitch to the outside to Carson Stockdale. He's got nothing but green in front of him as he runs down inside the five. Going to make it near the goal line. They're going to mark him down about the two. As Mortel saw a huge opening to the outside, able to make the pitch to Stockdale. Stockdale able to make it around the end and lots of room to run as he made it down to the two-yard line. Great play by Mortel. Mortel witnessed it early. That defensive end able to try and keep containing Mortel, but left the entire outside open. Stockdale hit it in full stride, able to cut up field and down inside the two. So first and goal to go, ball on the two. And it's going to be near side to Stockdale. Stockdale is going to make a line of scrimmage, fall for him. Pickup of about one, so short gain is going to bring up a second and goal to go. Ball sitting on the one-yard line for the Warhawks. We're inside 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Yep, they're going to show second down and goal to go. Ball sitting on the one-yard line. Warhawks looking to punch it in, take their first lead of the season as we've played behind for a little over a game and a half. Punch it in and try and go up on these Comets. Mortel's going to keep it run off left side, off his left guard. No signal yet. I think he made it in there. No signal yet. We're going to look and see what they say here. He's only 1 yard out. It couldn't have been that close. Touchdown. Oh, no. They mark him just short of the goal line. Boy, I did not, as much as he was moving forward. So they're going to call it third and goal to go from the half-yard line. Big play for the Warhawks. I thought he made it in. With as much ground as it looked like that he made there, I was for sure that he made it in. They're going to stack the line for Cardinal. Carson Stockdale off left side and in for the score. Touchdown, North Mahaska Warhawks. Carson Stockdale in from a half yard out with 3:32 to go in the third quarter. It's going to give the Warhawks their first lead of the season, their first lead of the game. Put them up 12-6 pending the extra point. So a good long sustained drive here in the third quarter for the Warhawks. Puts them up 12-6 and pending the extra point here. Power eye formation. Rutledge, Pothoven, and Stockdale did a lot of work. Big play on that drive from Stockdale. Warhawks going to line up for two. They're going to fake. Portell's going to roll out right side. He's looking for somebody. Nothing happening. Comets are going to drag him down. 22, Derflinger, Trenton Derflinger, the younger Derflinger on this Comet team. Mortel was just waiting for something to open up, waiting for something to happen. Nothing did. And with the incomplete try, that leaves the North Mask Warhawks 12, Cardinal Comets 6, with 3:30 to go in the third quarter. Again, thanks some of our sponsors, and we'll check some of the scores from around the area. American Cleaning, we thank American Cleaning and Jim Miller for sponsoring us here tonight. They're your certified expert cleaning company. If you find yourself in need of restoration work from fire or water damage, flood or backup, including mold testing, American Cleaning is who you need to call. Whatever you need cleaned, give Jim Miller a call, 641-660-8358. Again, that's Jim Miller, American Cleaning, 641-660-8358. Check some of the area scores using my Thunderbolt app, KIIC 96.7 FM, Thunder Country. Check scores as North Mahaska gets set to kick off. Kick is up, short kick. They're coming up, ball's going to bounce. That's a 30, and going to fall on top of it about the 27-yard line. That's number 44, Chase Courtney, going to fall on it for the Comets. That's where the Comets are going to take over, first and 10, all on their 27-yard line. Some of the Ramirez scores. Albia up 29-0 with Fairfield as Albia looking to follow up a 12-1 season from a year ago. Sheraton leading Davis County 13-0. Pleasantville up 7-0 over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Just popped under center, two back centers behind him. Handoff's going to be far side to Albert. Albert's going to run off left side, get up past the 35 to 40. Up to 45 midfield, he's going to run far side. He runs down, looks like he's going to be tackled out of bounds inside the 30 as Fortell was able to chase him down. Big pickup by Albert. Tyler Albert, senior running back on this Comet team, able to take it up the left side, get to the sideline, pick up a huge gain for this Comet offense. That's going to give them a first and 10 inside the Norman Mahaska 30-yard line, down to the 25, so first and 10. High formation in behind Potts. That's Jaeger and Albert. Potts going to hand off left side to Albert. Albert's going to break it over the left edge, down the side to 20, down to 15, duck another tackler, and there he's drugged down by about half of the North Mahaska defense. That's going to be enough for a first down. First and 10, he picked up about 15 inside the 10. That's going to give them first and goal to go. The Comets have come out their second offensive series in the second half and come out on fire. First and goal to go. Ball on the 10-yard line. High formation behind Potts. Potts is going to hit off left side to Albert. Albert's met at the line of scrimmage and driven back. Great stop by the Warhawk defense. They're going to call it a short game, but I don't think he got much. He might have got the line of scrimmage. They're going to give that to him. So, Wayne, 44-12, Murray at halftime. North Mahaska Cardinal, haven't updated that one yet, but you're listening to it here. The North Mahaska leading this one 12-6. The Cardinal knocking on the doorstep. It's Potts under center, two wide receivers either side. High formation behind Potts. Potts is going to hand up to the upback, which is Jaeger. And Jaeger is met and driven back at the line of scrimmage. Great stop by the defensive line of the Warhawks. There was about seven Warhawks in on the stop there, but nothing going for Jaeger. As Jaeger the up back on that formation for the Comets. That's going to bring up third and lost about two, so third and 11. Call it third and goal to go from the 11. Third and goal to go. Ball on the 11-yard line for the Comets. Offensive substitutions here for Cardinal. Check a few more scores. Peaking up 24-0 in the backyard for all in Sickerney, Toyota right now. Centerville 0, Knoxville 13. Tumble up 17-7. Second quarter shown on that one. Pass across the middle. Ball's tipped and intercepted in the end zone. This ball's going to be returned as the ball was tipped by a North Mahaska defender. Pothoven comes down with it, and Pothoven returns it out to the North Mahaska 10-yard line. So the Comets knocking on the doorstep, and the North Mahaska defense able to come in and make a huge play. And Pothoven able to take a hold of the tip pass in the end zone. So first and 10, North Mahaska on their 10-yard line. Not sure what the officials talking here, but and they're moving the ball out. I think it's one of the high school rules here, interception in the end zone, they're not able to run it out. So interception in the end zone does result in a touchback in the high school game. So with a minute 30 to go in the third quarter, North Mahaska is going to get the ball back on their 20-yard line with the touchback. Great play, North Mahaska defense, as they give up the big run to Albert, but then on third and goal to go, picking it off in the end zone. So Portell under center. And it's going to be the up back Rutledge. Rutledge is going to run off right side. No gain as he's brought down the line of scrimmage. That's going to bring up second 10. Gerflinger in for the stop. That's quite a last name. We've got two Gerflingers, two Alberts on this Cardinal football squad. Host of seniors for the Comets. North Mahaska Warhawks. We've got a fair number of seniors in there as well. And a lot of younger guys getting some playing time. Pitch is going to be right side to Stachel. Stachel is going to run near sideline. He's going to get up past the 25. flags are going to come in all over the place. As he made it up to about the 28-yard line, pickup of 8. We're going to wait and see what the call is here. As we got flags from both officials on the near side. Oh, and they're going to call a chop block on one of the Warhawks offensive line. They recently, in the most recent years, been cracking down on those blocks, especially to the lower half when you get into knees and ankles. A lot of injuries in the game include that. So they've been calling that really tight. So spot foul, which is a 10-yard penalty, which is going to bring that ball back to the 15-yard line. So pickup of 8, the loss of 10 due to the penalty. So that's going to bring the ball back to the 15-yard line, which is going to bring up 2nd and 15 for the Warhawks from their own 15-yard line. Dallas Center 7, Pella 28. Pella Christian leading Linville Sully 31-0 that game at halftime. Moravian English Valley's no score that one. That one still shows first quarter. Twin Cedars leading Grandview 26-21. With 2nd and 15 just inside a minute ago in the third quarter. Pitch is going to be right side to Stodgill, far side. He's going to cut up field. He's going to make it up past the 15-20. He's along the sidelines and drug down up past the 30-35. Stodgill up past the 40, up to the 44. He's a little slow to get up, but he gets up, makes his way back to the huddle. Great pickup by Stodgill. If he was able to duck a couple tacklers, then also to drag a couple guys with him, as on 2nd and 15, he picks up 29, so fresh set of downs for the Warhawks. A great pickup by Stotchill. We're inside 30 seconds to go. Warhawks are going to get one more play here in the third quarter before they flip sides. Warhawks leading this one 12-6. Toss is going to be near side. Stotchill is going to cut middle of the field. He's going to come near sideline. He's going to run over a defender up past the 50 and into Comet territory. Number 14, Trevor Albert, the younger Albert brother, went in to try and put a hit on Stodgill. Stodgill just ran him over. So with that play, that's the last one of the third quarter. We're going to flip sides as they're at midfield, so don't have far to go. But that third quarter sees the Warhawks taking the ball in for a score as they take the first lead of the season, plus first lead of the game at 12-6. And we're going to reset the clock here for the fourth quarter. But you're listening to Friday Night Light Football on KIIC Radio, KIICradio.com, 96.7, Thunder Country out of Alvia. We thank you all for listening in. Back home, we thank you as the dance team, the cheerleaders get ready to perform here. You're listening to Second Half Football, sponsored by Wendell Campbell, your State Farm agent in Oskaloosa, located at 807 A Avenue West, just across from Family Video. Check us out at InsureOski.com. Check us out on Facebook. Send us a message. Let us know how we're doing. Missing Touchdown Tommy this week as Tommy had some other personal things come up here this evening. So the second half also brought to you by Proline Building Company, Community First Credit Union, Cargill New Sharon, Slumberland Furniture in Oskaloosa, Crop Production Services, Windstream. Wind kind of playing my papers here. Cargo and New Share and American Cleaning, Medicap Pharmacy, and Boyd's U.S. Cellular. Hello, Ben, with Boyd's U.S. Cellular, the company who puts people first. They always have something for everyone. Stop in at one of their four locations in Albion, Burnell, New Share, and today, see what U.S. Cellular has to offer. Hello, Better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular. We're set to take off here in the fourth quarter. North Miami Warhawks leading 12-6. They've got the ball at midfield. 35-yard run by Carson Stodgill. Power eye formation behind Bortel. Handoff's going to be to Rutledge on the far side, which had him lined up in that running back position. Didn't see Stodgill out there. Stodgill went down after the big carry, but stayed in for the next couple of plays, but now they have Rutledge lined up in that running back position. There's Wanders coming on the field. They may be taking a look at Carson Stodgill. He went down, but was able to get up on his own power and play the next couple of plays. And they do. They have Rutledge lined up in that running back position now. Oh, that's time of Bortel. Bortel able to pick it up. He's going to run near side. He's got a block, able to make it to the to the sideline, knocked out of bounds. Flags on the field. I mean, flags on the field are in the area of a block in the back. Then we also have a late hit out of bounds. But we'll wait and see what the call is here. There's flags all over the field here on this near side. Bad snap. Bortel able to pick it up and run near side. But he was able to get up past the 50. We're going to wait. We're going to wait and see what the call is here. The officiating crew comes together around midfield. That was a third and five play, so they're going to make a motion, so an illegal block, and then a personal foul that late hit out of bounds on the Comets. We're going to wait and see how they step this one off. It seems like that would be offsetting penalties. They would replay the third down, which would be a third and five for midfield for the Warhawks. We're going to wait and see how they mark it off, because the block in the back came near side as Wanders was trying to give Bortel the edge. And when he did, he blocked the defender in the back. They caught that one first, and then as Bortel ran out of bounds, he was caught out of bounds with one of the Comet defenders. Officiating crew still talking about this as far as what happens. It seems like with a personal foul, that would generally give the Warhawks a automatic first down, but with the block in the back occurring first, so we have their block in the back, get the Warhawks, but then we have a personal foul, so they're stepping off 10 yards back, and then he turns about face, and he marches another 15, and that is going to end up, so they march the 10 yards from the block in the back, back toward the North Mahaska side, and then the 15 yards for the personal foul, and the result is a first down. That's going to give the Warhawks a fresh set of downs inside the Comets' 45-yard line, first and 10 from the 43, 11:13 to go in the fourth quarter. So kind of a unique set of circumstances. Wanders was trying to set the edge, get Bortel room to run, but with the block in the back, but then the late hit, so a little fortunate here for Bortel and the Warhawks. A little read option, and Rutledge is going to take it off the right side for a short gain. And Stodgill is back in there. And it looked like with that read option, it was almost like Bortel wanted the ball back. Rutledge's a pretty big kid, so when he clamps down on the ball, he's not going to let go of it very easy, so tough for Bortel to try and pull it back, but it did look like Bortel and Stodgill had room to run on that far sideline. So ball near side of the field now, two tight ends, power eye formation. And for the Warhawks, pitch is going to be far side for Stodgill. Stodgill's going to try and get to the edge. He's going to be turned back inside, and then there he's met, number seven, Yeager. Not before he picks up four, close to five. That's going to bring up a third and five. So third and five for the Warhawks. Ball sitting inside the Comet 40-yard line down to the 39. Third and five for the Warhawks to pick up a fresh set of downs. Ball's on the far side of the field. Wander's going to split out wide near side. Bortel in kind of the pistol with Rutledge to his right and Stodgill behind him. Kind of a high snap. They're going to pitch it near side. Stodgill, he's going to get to the edge. He's going to get past the 30, 25, 20. Cuts back middle of the field to 10. And Stodgill's going to take it in for the score. From 43 yards out, Carson Stodgill takes the pitch near side, able to get to the sideline, then cuts back toward the middle of the field, able to take it in. And with that puts the North Mahaska Warhawks up 18-6 with 9:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Stodgill outran a couple of guys and was able to spin away from a couple other tackles and take it in for the score. That puts the Warhawks up 12 with 9:40. Number two, Munson, sophomore, is going to go in, going to line up to kick the extra point here. Pending the extra point, Warhawks up 18-6. Snap, kick is out, and it is blocked. It is blocked, so no good on the extra point. But with the touchdown, that puts the Warhawks up 18-6. We were hoping to get to 19 for the second week in a row, but biggest lead of the year so far for the Warhawks. Here again, we're only in week two, but great run by Carson Stodgill as he took it around the near side, took it 38 yards to the house for the touchdown, his second touchdown of the evening. That puts the Warhawks up 18-6. 9:40 to go in the fourth quarter. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIIC Radio, KIICRadio.com. We thank for everybody listening out there in the interwebs and on using the Thunderbolt app. If you don't have the Thunderbolt app, it's a free download on the iTunes or the Android mobile store. Listen up to 9 different high school football games on Friday night, and then after the games, listen in to us till 11 o'clock as we partner with Fox 15 out of Ottumwa. So you can turn on the TV to Fox 15 and watch it live in studio or listen to it on the radio. We'll have the locker room shows. We'll break down all the scores and all the games in Iowa every Friday night. Again, we're in week 2. That's number 79. James Spiker gets set to kick this one off for the Warhawks. Comes up. Line drive kick. Ball's going to hit about the 25. Oh, hit by a coming defender, but he turns around and picks it up. He's going to be brought up past the 25 to about the 27. And there he's met by about 3 Warhawks, and the Warhawks drop him there as the Comets are going to take over 1st and 10. Ball on their own 27-yard line. Is that last scoring drive was set up by an interception, third and long by the Comets from about their 13-yard line. Pothone was able to pick it up in the pick off in the end zone, gave them a touchback. So now Potts and the Comets offense deem to score a lot. 3 receiver set. Potts the shotgun. He's going to drop back. Short pass. Ball's going to fall incomplete as he skipped that one. Pass intended for number 4. Hanamichael. As the Comets now sense a little sense of urgency, is down by 12 with 9:29 to go. Incomplete pass going to stop the clock. You're listening to fourth quarter action, sponsored by Wendell Campbell, your State Farm agent in Oskaloosa. And that's me. I'm your good neighbor agent. We'll be here with you all season. It's our second season of Friday Night Lights following the North Nebraska Warhawks. Eye formation in behind Potts. And that's going to be right side. That's going to be Albert. Albert's going to turn around right in. He's going to have the edge. He's going to pick up about 5. Past the 30, up to about the 33. He picks up about, we'll give him 6 on the play. That's going to be a 3rd and 4. But that's going to leave 3rd and 4 for the Comets offense. We get down inside 9 minutes. Two receivers set, one each side, in a little pistol with Jaeger and Albert and behind him. Handoff's going to be near side to Albert. Albert's going to run up. He's going to be caught in the backfield and drug down. Great play by the Warhawk defense. Trying to get a look for who the first defender there was. I think it was 23. I think it was Madison Fawcett was able to get into the backfield and disrupt that one before it even got going. Loss of 2 on the play. That's going to bring up 4th and about, now we'll call it 5. So loss of 1. So 4th and 5. If the Comets have Albert back, they're going to go ahead and kick this one with 8:25 to go. Make sure the Warhawks keep alert here. It'll be a good spot for a little bit of a fake. But Albert's able to get the kick away. The kick's right side. Off the side of his foot, kick out of bounds. I don't know that he's had a feasible punt yet tonight. And the official on the far side, he keeps walking up, and that's going to give them the ball. Warhawks are going to get the ball back 1st and 10. They're going to get to start in Comet territory. They're going to mark that ball kicked out at the 48-yard line. The Comet's 48, so North Mahaska with 8:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Going to get it back, leading this one 18-6. So we've seen some real positive things tonight from the Warhawks. Ball security, you know, we talked to Coach Arrett last week after the game, and that was one of the things, you know, mental mistakes, keeping a hold of the ball, and they've been able to do that tonight. So, power eye behind Bortel, Rutledge, Pothone, Stodgill. Little fake pass, but Bortel's going to tuck it and try and get to the near side. He's going to outrun Jaeger. He's going to get him 45 to 40. He caught from behind, but not before getting up to about the 40, calling the 39. Going to be enough for a first down as Bortel was able to outrun Jaeger here on the near side. A little bit of a busted play. It looked like Bortel was ready to pass that ball, but not able to get it as there were a lot of Comet defenders in the backfield. The officials are going to take a break and take a look at this one. Not sure the PA announcer. Uh, PA announcer made they mentioned that it was a TV timeout. I see near side here. The Comets do have a down defender right on the sideline, so training staff's going to take a look at him for just a minute. The officials are going to go ahead and wait on this. So give us a chance to thank a few more of our sponsors. We want to thank Proline Building Company. You know, if a new building construction is on your to-do list, don't wait any longer. It's time to call Proline Building Company now. Proline has been building agricultural, commercial, equine, residential, and storage buildings in Iowa since 1986. Reputation has been built on integrity, putting their customers first. Bids are fair and honest. Their crews work hard to get the job done right and on time. And because of this, Proline's calendar is filling up for the year and even into next year. So don't wait. Visit Proline Building Company's website at iowadreambuilder.com. Call today. Still have a Comet defender down here on the near sideline. Fourth quarter action, 7:59 to go in the fourth quarter. North Massacre Warhawks leading this one 18-6. As we saw, the Comets and the Warhawks both score on their first possessions of the game. Or I'm sorry, I take that back. The Warhawks was the second possession, but the Comets able to score on their first. The Warhawks able to go in and match it at 6-6, and that's all it was until we got about three quarters away through the third quarter. Warhawks got on the board, and then an interception on third, a goal to go from the 12. The Warhawks able to intercept the pass as Pothoven caught it in the end zone. And then the Warhawks take it on an 80-play drive in for the score with Carson Stodgill finishing off with about a 35-yard run. Put them at our current spread right now, 18-6. Still have a common defender down here on the near sideline. We've got the training staff. Looked like the training staff from North Massacre even came over to see if they could lend a hand. Still taking a look. He's still down on the ground. 7:59 to go. Check a few scores. I'm using my Thunderbolt app. It's a free app from the iTunes store or from the Android mobile marketplace. We're going to take a look and see some of the area. You want to see all the area high school football scores, you can download the free app. Checking here, Albie up 29-0 Fairfield at halftime. The down player, the number 7, that was Jaeger. So a big part of this common offense and defense, Jaeger, helped up by a couple of his teammates, brought over to the bench here on the sideline. Looks like he's going to have a seat for the rest of this one. So North Massacre Warhawks, 1st and 10, ball on their 39-yard line. Fortell's going to pitch it far side. Stodgill, as he's able to spin away from a defender, get it up past the, not down to the 35, so pickup of about 4. He ran a lot further than what he got yardage for as he was running north and south as opposed to east and west. So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 6 for the Warhawks from the Comet 35-yard line. The wind has just continued to blow rather steadily here, especially since the sun went down. 7:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Pistol formation. Bortel's going to pitch it out to Stotchill. Stotchill's going to drop it. It's going into Carpent. He's able to wrangle it back in, and he's going to give back the 3.5 yards he picked up on the last play. As Bortel, a little bit of a hurried pitch from Bortel. Stodgill just couldn't quite get his hands on it. Fell down, ball was even behind him, but he was able to reach out and pull it in. So with that, picked up 4, lost about 3, so we got 3rd and 9, 6:38 to go in the fourth quarter for the Warhawks. Warhawks leading this one 18-6 with 6.5 to go. Ball near side of the field. Fortell in more of a pistol with Wanders in the swamp. Fortell's going to dance around, going to throw it up. Has a man there. Ball's caught by Pothoven at the 5. And down, we're going to see he was close to the end zone as Fortell just kind of threw it up. Pothoven was able to turn around, make a play on it. The defender was there, but great catch by Pothoven. They're not going to give him the score. He got close. He caught it about the 5 and then fell backwards with him. He maybe got a step into it. Great pass from Bortel to Pothoven. So the long pass gives a 1st and goal to go. Ball just inside the 5. for the Warhawks. The officials making a motion to start the game clock, and the clock operator did not see him. So we're inside 6 minutes to go, first and goal to go for the Warhawks. Portell, power right behind him. Handoff's going to be Stachel. Stachel's going to get the handoff right and then make it move left, short of the goal line. It's going to pick up about two on the play. So down inside the three, second and goal to go. Ball just inside the three-yard line. 5:34 to go in the fourth quarter. Second half has been all North Mahaska Warhawks. We saw the Warhawks and Comets play to a 6-6 tie at halftime. Again, Power Eye, Rutledge, Pothoven, Stodgehill in behind Portell. Handoff's going to be right side. And that time Stodgehill's going to make it in. So three touchdowns on the night for number nine, Carson Stodgehill. With that score, that's going to put the North Mahaska Warhawks up 24-6. 5:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Second half, then all North Mahaska. They've thrown up 18 points, pending the extra point here by Munson. Jack Munson, lineup to kick it with 5:12. Short field set up by the short punt by the Comets. North Mahaska able to take it 49 yards as the kick is up. The kick is good. So Munson with the extra point, that puts the North Mahaska Warhawks up 25-6 with 5:12 to go in the fourth quarter. You're listening to North Mahaska Warhawk football here on KIIC Radio and KIICradio.com. We thank all those out there. We thank Jay Mill and the boys back in the studio for taking care of us and keeping us on the air. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, week number two, as North Mahaska leads the Comets 25-6. Now, next week, we'll be coming at you live from Belle Plaine as we travel up to Belle Plaine, up around the Brooklyn area of central Iowa. We'll be looking to avenge a loss to that Belle Plaine team from a year ago. A lot of positives here tonight for North Mahaska. Spiker back on to kick it for the Warhawks. Deep man standing about his own 20-yard line. Spiker line drive kick. Ball going to land about the 30 and die. Picked up about the 25, up to the 30, 35. Comes near side. Going to make it up to about the 38. They're going to give him the 39, and that's going to be first and 10 for the Comets with 5:06 to go. That was number 11, Marcus Olson, and he's having a tough time getting up, and he's up on his own power and kind of scoots off to the sideline. Little ginger on one of his ankles. Olson was brought down, officially wrapped him up around the ankles and brought him down. So Potts in this Comet offense got a lot of work to do, down 19 with 5:06 to go. They lost Jaeger on, well, Jaeger's back out there, as he was down on a defensive play just a couple of minutes ago, but he is back out there. Potts under center, first and 10 for the Comets. Handoff's going to be near side for Albert. Albert's going to duck a tackle, make it about a 40. Pick up two on the play. The Comets have had a steady stream of Jaeger and Alberts out of that backfield. Now the Comets here in a little bit of a hurry up. They're going to a three-receiver set. Potts is going to go under center with Jaeger and Albert, two receivers far side. Potts is going to drop back. Has a man there. Oh, ball comes out! Potts is able to get on top of it, but the ball was knocked loose. 58, awesome. Lanfear in on the play. Lanfear able to knock the ball loose, and then Potts able to fall back on it, but not before he lost about 8 yards on the play. So they're going to give a couple more than that, so it's going to set up about a 3rd and 20 for the Comets. Ball inside their own 30-yard line. Potts going to line up in the shotgun with Jaeger to his left. Four receivers set for the Comets. Fox is going to drop back and look at far side. Not able to get his footing. Oh, and he's dragged down in the backfield. Number 22, Madison Fawcett, in on the stop for the Warhawks. Great play is the offensive line just could not hold the pocket as it collapsed around him. Warhawks able to get in there and knock him down in the backfield. So a third and long turns into a fourth and even longer. I'm guessing a fourth and about 25 here. Maybe a fourth and, schoolwork's calling a fourth and 30. So fourth and 30, ball inside the Comets 20-yard line. Y'all were back to kick. Kick is up, high kick. Nobody deep. Ball's going to land about the 45. Take a Comets bounce. We're going to be down the 42-yard line. And that's when the Warhawks are going to take over, first and 10. We're down to 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. North Mahaska Warhawks lead this one 25-6 as this second half has been all Warhawks. They've scored 19 unanswered points. Saw some long pass plays, and we had a good long play to Pothoven in that last series. Punched in from 4 yards out from Stodgill. Stodgill, 3 touchdowns on the night. That looks like... Like Coach Harris gonna give some of these younger guys a chance to play. Hannah's gonna be near side. We got a couple guys. That's Edmondson, number 88 on the run. He knocked down for a loss of 2. We've got Andrew Gumont in there playing quarterback right now. So Bortel and the boys gonna get the last 3 minutes of this one off here for tonight. As Gumont handed off near side to Edmondson, and Edmondson drug down for a loss of about 2. Second and 12. The Cardinals going to take a timeout and talk this one over with 2:54 to go here in the second half. All North Mahaska Warhawks as they're leading at 25-6. You're listening to North Mahaska Warhawk football on KIIC Radio. Thanks to more of our sponsors here. Slumberland Furniture. Don't miss the Labor Day sale in Slumberland Furniture. I believe it's still going on here this week. Prices are hot and the savings are huge, up to 70% off list. Everything's on sale. Living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and more. The Labor Day sale is going on now at Slumberland Furniture, located off Highway 23 South in the heart of Oskaloosa Heartland Center. And Cargill of New Sharon. Cargill of New Sharon, all the fertilizer and chemical necessary for your farming operations. Carry corn and seed beans by Monsanto, Mycogen, and Stein. For more information, call 641-637-4050. Stop in today and visit Cargill of New Sharon for all your pre-fall applications. Check out the prepay options. Gumont again under center. Fresh set of backs in behind him. Power eye. And it's going to be right side, and that's going to be, get a look at it. We switched out a lot of the, may have been Edmondson again. Edmondson was lined up. Yep, that was Edmondson again. And Cardinals going to go ahead and take their last time out. Edmondson ran four for about a half yard. Going to bring up third and long, third and about 12 with 2:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. Community First Credit Union, your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is there to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, c1styourvoice.com. Like them on Facebook, federally insured by the NCUA. Windstream, KIIC Radio recently switched to Windstream. Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that includes free guest internet, low prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly. 641-888-0134. 641-888-0134. Get specialized small business pricing and treatment. As Gumont back out under center for the Warhawks. Get power eye formation behind him. 3 down backs. 2 tight ends. Going to be sweep far side for Edmondson. Edmondson going to be met the line of scrimmage and driven back. Oh, and there's a flag on the field. Flag on the play deep in the backfield. The back judge threw that one up in the area of the back secondary. Is what was going to be a result of fourth and about 13. Yeah, we have a flag up beyond the 45-yard line. That's going to be a hold on North Mahaska. Flag sitting about the 47, and that's spot foul. I don't know that that would gain Cardinal anything by accepting this one. We'll take a look at it. As what would have been fourth on about 14. Yeah, I think it would make more sense for him to just decline this one and take the fourth down. So the holding call penalty with 2:42 to go is going to stop the clock, but Cardinal's going to decline that penalty and bring up a fourth down for the Warhawks. Cardinal's going to take the last time out here. Gives a chance to take a couple more sponsors. Proline Building Company. Their website, iowadreambuilder.com, is for a good reason. There's so many folks out there that thought they were getting a great deal by some fly-by-night construction company, only to realize too late the building dream turned into a horrible nightmare. For over 26 years, Proline's been building sweet dreams for satisfied customers. Proline builds exceptional quality agricultural, commercial, equine, residential, and storage buildings. They always put their customers first, and they'll meet or beat your budget without taking shortcuts on your project. The job will be done right, start to finish, and on time. Avoid those nightmares. Visit Proline's website today, Proline, iowadreambuilder.com. So with 2:42 to go in the fourth quarter, is going to see the Warhawks to punt here. Gage Simmons comes in to kick for the Warhawks. Second half been all North Nebraska Warhawks, and they're leading this one 25-6 with 2:42 to go. High snap, and Simmons able to get it. Flags are on the field. Fair catch, the ball dropped. Fell on top of it at the 35. We have flags on the field back at the original line of scrimmage. Take a look. See if this was procedural or maybe not enough guys on the line. That's a procedural penalty against the Warhawks. So what would have resulted in a 1st and 10 from the fair catch from the Comets 35-yard line? You take a look. I think they're gonna have the Warhawks re-kick this one. It's a short kick by Simmons, but good field position nonetheless. But they're gonna back him up 5 more. So repeat 4th down with 2:35 to go in the fourth quarter. So again, Simmons gonna be back to kick. Last snap was a little high for his taste, but able to get it down. Simmons able to get it. They're going to send the rush. Wobbly kick up. Going to bounce about the 45. There it's going to be down by number 22, Fawcett. No, I take that back. Fawcett's number 23. I think I called that wrong all night. My program has two number 23s. Madison Fawcett is wearing 23, so not sure who's in that 22 jersey tonight. We'll get that for you here for next week. So now Potts under center, eye formation behind him. 3 receivers set for the Cardinal, for the Comets. Got a little delay handoff to Albert. Albert's going to run near side up past the 45. Going to break a tackle after the 49. He's going to pick up 5 on the play. 2:14 to go in the fourth quarter. Comets going to go with a little bit of a hurry up here. Four receiver set. Pops back to pass. He's going to get it over the middle to Albert. Oh, great stick by Wanders. As Albert came forward to catch that, and Wander was there. Wander's able to put a head on him, and Albert not able to keep the ball in his hands. Incomplete pass going to stop the clock with a minute 55 and bring up 3rd and 5 for the Comets. You're listening to fourth quarter action. North Nebraska Warhawks football is the Warhawks leading this one 25-6. All Warhawks, they have thrown up 19 points here in the second half. 3 receivers set with Potts in the pistol. Jaeger to his right. Albert's behind him. A little bit of a broken play. Albert's going to run near side. He's going to make it to the sideline. He's going to be running out of bounds up past the 45. They're going to give him the 44. That's going to be a Comets 1st down and stop the clock with a minute 46 to go as he's run out of bounds. Going to wind the clock for play here. First and 10, ball on the North Mahaska 44-yard line. Pop sends four receivers, three far side. He's in shotgun with Yeager to his right. He's going to roll out. Ball's going to be thrown incomplete. And I take that back. That's Justin Conger, number three in there, not Potts. So he's come in for this series for the Comets. Incomplete pass going to stop the clock, minute 39. Second and 10. Ball near side of the field. Ball on the just beyond the 45. We'll call it the 44. It's Conger now taking over. He's got Yeager to his right. Albert, three receivers far side, one receiver near side for Conger. The reason I caught that defensive pressure on the outside, Conger is going to throw the ball up for grabs. Had a couple of guys around him, but nobody really close. Gleason and Hibbler, I think, over there. Yeah, Gleason and Hibbler on the defense. Wanders coming from his free safety spot, able to make a play on it as well. So incomplete pass. That's up a third and 10 for Conger in the Comet offense. Minute 33 to go in the fourth quarter. A couple of younger guys, Andrew Dumont here on the near side. A couple of younger guys getting a chance to play with a little bit of a lead for the Warhawks. Conger with Albert in behind him. He's going to throw again. Ball passed across the middle. Ball is caught. Oh, they're going to mark it. Market incomplete. That looked like that ball was caught. So ball incomplete across the middle. So that's going to bring up a fourth and 10. Incomplete, bring it to 129 as Wanders was in on the stop for that one for the Warhawks. So fourth and 10. Conger in. A little bit of a pistol. Yeager to his left. Four receivers set to each side. Conger's going to drop back. Throw the ball up. And ball is going to be just short. If you had Albert cutting in. A little bit of a wobbly pass, not able to make it to Albert. With that fourth down play, that's going to give the North Mahaska Warhawks the ball back. First and 10, ball on their own 44-yard line. Minute 23 to go in the fourth quarter. Warhawks leading this one 25-6. Coach Aaron talking over some of his younger offensive players. Is some of his newer guys, younger guys out there. Number 40. Casey Walker out there. Dumont now running the offense for the Warhawks. So Dylan Comstock, sophomore, they're under center. And they're going to line up here in victory formation with a minute 20 to go. Dumont's going to take the snap, drop back, and take a knee. As they reset the clock, I think we're going to have time to run about three of these as we get down inside a minute to go, minute 7 right now. North Mahaska Warhawks leading this one 25-6. Dumont's going to line him up, get victory formation on this one. Dumont's going to take another knee with 45 seconds to go. We'll wait and see. They set the ball, and as the official marks the ball ready for play, starts the game clock. We got about a 12-second difference between the play clock and the game clock. Great facility here at Cardinal High School. Great field, play clocks at either end zone. Just an absolutely beautiful evening for football. Rain earlier today. A little chilly here later in the evening, but just an absolute beautiful day. As Dumont steps back, takes one more knee. And that's going to do it. As we get down inside 10 seconds, we're going to spot the ball. And as this one comes to a close, second half, all North Mahaska. North Mahaska Warhawks going to take off the field with their first win of the 2014 campaign as they line up and shake hands. Just an absolutely great, great sign of sportsmanship. I absolutely love that the state of Iowa has this, shaking hands after the game. But North Mahaska going to take this one home for the first victory of 2014. Final score 25-6. First half saw them play to a 6-6 stalemate, all North Mahaska in the second half. We're going to take a break here for a couple minutes. I'm going to see if I can catch Coach Arrett after he addresses the team. We're going to see if we can we can get him to make a couple of comments before we go here tonight. Again, you're listening to Friday Night Lights, week number two, a victory for the North Mahaska Warhawks as they head back home. We'll be bringing it to you from Belle Plaine next Friday evening, 7 p.m., as we travel up there to try and avenge the loss from last year with Belle Plaine. So, again, we appreciate you listening tonight. We appreciate all our sponsors, Jay Mill and the boys back in the studio, bringing it to you, Mom and Dad, and everybody at home listening to us. We certainly appreciate it. So going to take a break here for a couple of minutes, see if we can catch Coach Aaron after he addresses the team. We'll be back in just a few minutes.